Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Do you have a desire to make a greater difference in the world?
Do you need to retreat to hear yourself think?
Why not get away to the Paradise Isle of St. Martin with amazing beaches, crystal clear water, and breathtaking views?
Retreat to soar with six of the world's best transformational experts, Dr. Will Moreland, Cheryl Grant, Roy Cotton Jr., Muriel Jean-Michel, Lanre Olusola, and yours truly, Dr. Ername Francis Cotton, in a therapeutic, healing, and transformational environment.
Transform your life while networking with conscious, heart-centered, and like-minded people wanting to make a greater difference in the world.
Register now at www.victoriouslivingretreats.com for the early bird special, while space lasts. That's www.victoriouslivingretreats.com.
Are you ready to slow down, nourish your body, recharge your soul, and make a more significant difference in the world? Then join us in St. Martin, an exquisite island in the Caribbean with breathtaking views, and transform your life. Become the best version of yourself when you take the time to go deep inside, to move beyond the limiting beliefs and thinking that are preventing you from having the life you desire. Magic happens. Join six of the world's best transformational specialists as we help you design your best life. Dr. Will Moreland, Cheryl Grant, Lanre Olusola, Roy Cotton Jr., Muriel Jean-Michel, and yours truly, Dr. Nicole Francis Cotton, from December 2nd to 5th, 2021. Register while space lasts. Only 39 spots available. Register at www.victoriouslivingretreats.com.
Welcome to Love and Inspiration with your host, Roy Cotton Jr. Thanking you so much for tuning in. Once again, always a pleasure to have you here with me on the show. And today, it's going to be an awesome show because I am going to be speaking to someone who is doing really great work around the world and touching the lives of many as a leader worth following. Today on the show, I'm going to be speaking with the CEO of LeaderCast, Joe Boy. He's super excited to be on the show today with me, as much as I am. But before we start this powerful interview, just in case you want to learn more about and connect with me, you could go onto Facebook and type in Roy Cotton Jr. You can find me also on Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, or you can join the Facebook group Love and Inspiration with Roy Cotton Jr. Reminding you, of course, that Love and Inspiration can be heard live on St. Martin on 102.7 FM. Also the rebroadcast on voiceofthecaribbean.net on Mondays at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and on Sundays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Bashani Radio, on the Bashani Radio app, just download that and you'll be able to catch new episodes of Love and Inspiration every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard. So I'm super excited, of course, to have with me today on the show, CEO of LeaderCast, Joe Boyd, to share his inspirational life story and leadership stories. There's two stories, actually, all in one, and the valuable work that LeaderCast does around the world, and really talk to him about the upcoming LeaderCast shift on August 11th, 2021. Welcome to Love and Inspiration. Joe, how are you doing?
I'm great. I'm in Cincinnati and it's a lovely day today. Appreciate the opportunity to be with you.
Thank you so much, because I know you could be doing quite a lot today, but you've decided to be on the show and it's your first time on Love and Inspiration. And I really want to thank you for accepting the invitation. Good to have you here. Joe, as we get straight into the meat of the matter, and so many persons are really eager to listen to what you've got to share, because Love and Inspiration is all about building stronger relationships and inspiring lives. And I know, of course, you're the CEO of LeaderCast, and LeaderCast, for many who may not know, which you'll get to share a little bit about in a little while from now, is really about leadership. So just before we get into that, Joe, let's talk a little bit about you, because the information I received about you is that you are an improviser. Talk to us a little bit about this improviser aspect, because I saw Joe Improviser Boy.
Yeah, I've had a meandering career that makes sense. if you've lived it, but on paper, sometimes people have questions. But for a good chunk of my early career, I was a professional improv actor, improv comedian. So did very little actual stand-up comedy. It was with the Second City doing improv, similar to like Whose Line Is It Anyway, if you've watched that show. And, you know, it was, of course, fun and a blast to be in the creative arts as a career. But more than that, I think for me, it the tenets of improv and learning to improvise shaped very much the rest of my career and my life, affected my family and my faith and everything, with sort of the rule, the first rule to improvise, to make up something on the spot in a way that tells a story and is entertaining, is to say yes, and to say yes and. And when you're in a scene, making up a scene with someone in front of a crowd, that's the key to the whole thing, is approaching the scene with a yes and attitude instead of no but. And what I found is that that worked really great on stage, and I started to apply it to my life and my career, my leadership. And nothing has shaped me more in terms of a leader, apart from the understanding that if you lead with yes and try to add something to it.
So, Joe, you were just talking about the aspect of improvising, and I'm pretty sure not for some people that's a bit difficult to do. So can you talk to us a little bit about how do you make that easy in what you do? And I believe also, do you train persons on how to do that?
Sure. I think the first step is understanding that whether we like it or not, 98% of life is improvised. And we don't think of it that much, but this conversation that we're having right now is improvised. We didn't write a script ahead of time. We both prepared in our own way, but nobody knows, including the two of us, what we'll be saying 30 seconds from now exactly. And our relationships are improvised. When we get married, we may have a plan for our lives, and that lasts usually 2 or 3 days. And then we start improvising our way through. Of course, parenting is, and leading a business or a company or a team is all improv. And I think when we begin to realize that we are actually improvisational creatures, I happen to believe in an improv God who joins us in the improvisation of our lives and says yes with us. And I think when you come to believe that there actually is no escape, so there's nothing to be afraid of, we do it all the time. What happens is, of course, it's always good to make a plan. And when our plan goes sideways, then we can start to freak out because our plan didn't go the way we wanted it to. Instead of how I like to approach life is we'll make the best plan we can with full certainty that it's not going to work that way. But the fact that we planned gives us a direction to go. It gives us kind of a North Star. And then we will improvise our way through all the curveballs that we didn't see coming.
Really well said, Joe, because there's a lot of curveballs. It has been coming our way, actually, since 2020. And pretty sure you know what I'm talking about. Around the world, many persons have actually been faced with curveballs, maybe through COVID-19, maybe through various dynamics in his or her life. And it's how you deal with it and how you improvise. So with you being on the show today, it's so very vital to really share with persons who need to find that inspiration and how to move forward in times that we're in like this. And hearing you speak, Joe, and the position that you hold, because you are a CEO of a very big company in the US, worldwide actually, that is based on focusing on leadership. How do you do that in terms of being a leader? And then we can go into understanding what LeaderCast does and what is it all about.
Sure, I can talk about it a little bit. And I've only been the CEO of LeaderCast for 3.5 months now. I started January 1st, 21. I've been associated with the company through my other company called Rebel Pilgrim Creative Agency. We did a lot of the video content for LeaderCast over the last 8 years. So I knew the company and had always been involved in it. And it was a yes and improv journey all through 2020 that landed me becoming the CEO and just working with the owner of the company. And the more we made plans together and the more I tried to help and the more he began to trust me and I began to trust him, it ended up in me accepting this position. It was not, I'm honored to have it. But it was not on my radar at all. There was, I couldn't have ever imagined even in June of last year that this would have happened. But in the process of saying yes, one step at a time, it began to make sense that maybe I could lead this company that I love and respect so much at the same time staying with my current company, which is a challenge. And we had to say yes and figure out a way for that to work. I would say for folks out there that are, whether it's professional or personal, if the one thing I know for sure is nobody is where they thought they would be right now. If you could look back like February 2020, there's no person in the world who's where they thought they would be. they might be in a better place. Some people, I have friends at Procter & Gamble and Kroger that sell a lot of toilet paper, and they ended up being in a better position business-wise than they ever thought they would be. But they didn't see that coming. And of course, on the flip side, I have a lot of friends that lost their jobs temporarily. Some still haven't got them back, or their businesses had to be, you know, shuttered or furloughed. And nobody saw that coming. And when I say yes, what I mean is, as quickly as possible as a leader, you need to accept the reality of the situation. And you can't do anything really until you do that. That's the first yes. So if, you know, within reason, right, if I lose my job suddenly, of course, I'm going to have a few days where I'm a little shell-shocked. I might be angry. I have rightful emotions. I'm afraid. I'm scared. But right after that, I need to just say, yes, that happened. And it doesn't mean that I don't deal with the emotions that might come with it. But if I spend weeks or months or years in denial, and denial can look a lot like just anger, frustration, depression for me is what I'm prone to, then I haven't accepted the reality yet. I haven't said, yes, this is where we are, because the next word is and. And so when you say, yes, I lost my job, or yes, I had a better year than I ever expected, or yes, now I'm at a new company and tomorrow comes, you know, and we get a choice in what we do tomorrow. And a lot of us spend our time in a cycle of denial that shows itself in many different ways. In reality, what we're saying is we don't like what just happened, or we don't know how to handle it, so we'll just ignore it.
And that's what happens quite a lot, Joe. Persons get so overwhelmed or even sell for the fact that they're faced with situations, but the easiest way out is to ignore or to deny. And that's not really helping the program, because you're staying stuck. And I'm pretty sure right now there are also persons who are listening to the show that are in a place that are feeling stuck. There are a lot of leaders who listen to Level Inspiration, even South persons who are in government on the islands and on St. Martin. So what would you be able to say to persons in leadership at this point in time where they might be feeling stuck and in a state of denial on what's happening in their lives personally, but also to having to lead with circumstances that you're in?
Yeah, I mean, I think I can only say what helps me when I feel stuck, right? And we're all different. As much as I talked about improv, and I'm improv to my core, when I feel stuck, I make a plan and I write down on paper or on my MacBook, and I start to dream a little about what my future could look like. Sometimes it's easier to think for me. Sometimes it's easier to imagine what life might be like in 2 years than in 2 weeks. And so when I begin thinking about, you know, if you're a person of faith, we might call things like this calling. We begin to think about why I'm here on this planet. I take sort of survey of how my life's gone so far. Ask very self-reflective questions like, when did I feel the most fulfilled? When were those moments in life that time just flew by because I was in the zone and I knew I was doing what I was supposed to do? Asking those sorts of questions and then sort of imagining a preferred future where you're in that situation again. And then you sort of, my friend Ray Atia calls it, instead of forecasting, backcasting. So we see where we want to be in a couple of years. Then we start to backcast. Okay, if I want to be there in 2 years, where would I be in 18 months? Where would I be in 12 months? Where would I be in 6 months? And then at some point you can say, well, where will I be tomorrow? Right. And you begin to make those little changes. It's just like I love food a lot. And if I don't pay attention, I'll be 1,000 pounds. So I have to imagine that preferred future that I want to be alive a long time and in shape and, you know, eventually playing with my grandkids and doing what I love. And I can backcast that back all the way to the cheesecake in front of me if I want to. Now, I'm going to have cheesecake sometimes, but sometimes it'll help me say no. You know what I mean? It'll help me make a little decision in the moment.
I love that. I really love that. And especially, I mean, everything I've taken on board, Joe, so very important. But I couldn't help because of the fact that you mentioned about food. Because food is one of my favorite. And many persons who listen to my show, they always want to know what I've had for lunch when my wife prepares my lunch before the show. And you talked about dessert just now, cheesecake. So I just had to throw that one in. But you're so very right, Joe, because right now is a time to look at things from a new perspective. There's so much that's happening, but right now in the world and persons who are listening to the show have to take that step in faith. You talked about it, that step in faith, planning and moving forward and being able to lead. Now, today you're on the show as the CEO of LeaderCast, and you said that you were in this new position just at the beginning of this year. And I'm pretty sure it comes with a lot of responsibility. And persons are asking themselves, what is LeaderCast all about? Because we know on St. Martin, For instance, Victorious Living Foundation is one of the host sites on St. Martin. Mm-hmm.
That's
one of the host sites ever since 2013. So that's well into its 8th year. And we have seen the growth of many persons, government officials have attended, students at university, students at high school, organizations, companies. So we know what the impact is. And we're thankful to Victorious Living Foundation for being a host site and partnering with LeaderCast over the years. Now, just for persons to understand, what is LeaderCast and what is really the work that LeaderCast is doing in the world? So as you can share with us as a CEO.
Yeah, I'm happy to. And I'm also happy to say it's very, very simple. It's hard work and the solutions aren't always simple, but the mission is to fill the world with leaders worth following. And we do that by finding leaders worth following and allowing them to give their best information to as many folks as possible so that they can have this catalytic moment to change the direction of their sort of, you know, leadership pathway. And I think of it in very personal terms. Of course, I'll tell it in a positive and a negative way, right? My wife says I need to be more positive. So I'll start with the positive. If you've ever been in a situation, and it can be at work or at church or when you're a kid playing sports, and you had a leader worth following, if you had a soccer coach as a, you know, kid who you knew loved you and loved you more than even winning the game and cared more about what you were going to do and after the game, and that you were safe and that you were studying and really treated you almost like, you know, they would treat a little brother or their own child, then that's a leader worth following. And you can imagine that you probably ended up liking soccer a lot because of that, but you ended up learning more in the process. Most of us have been lucky enough to have had supervisors or bosses that we felt that way about. And there's really nothing better. We don't think about it a lot if we're in this situation. There's nothing better than waking up in the morning and going to work and realize the person who's leading you is worthy. Now, we've also had almost all of us the flip side. And to me, that's where it's so obvious. If you had an awful coach, you probably quit playing that sport. That's my baseball career. I played baseball for 3 weeks. I hated the coach, never played again. I might have been a good baseball player, who knows? But he was awful and I didn't want anything to do with it. And then if you've had a boss or a supervisor who is just not really worth following, they're just more than even just kind of being like inexperienced or not having the skill set, they're just not the sort of person that you want to follow around. I often use the babysitter test. Like this, I wouldn't, you know, if you have a boss, you're like, I wouldn't let them watch my kids. Like I don't want them around this person. Mm. If you have someone like that in your life, you know, firsthand, it's impossible to wake up in the morning with a good attitude. It ruins, you spend more time at work than you do anywhere else, any more waking hours, you know, most of us. And so you're spending most of your living hours with someone you don't believe is worth following. And that can have negative effects, not just on your job, but on your family and your emotional well-being. Of course, we can't go in and fix all that. And sometimes people have to exit a company if that's happening. But the mission of LeaderCast, I think all the time of there's plenty of people out there that just need a little boost and they can become that leader worth following. They can become that great example. And it's not just helping that person and it's not just helping their bottom line to make a little more money. What it's doing, it's having a ripple effect and helping tens, dozens, hundreds of people that they lead wake up in the morning excited to go to work, excited to take on a new challenge. That's what fires me up about the mission. That's why ultimately why I said yes to this when I wasn't really even looking for a career move. But the idea of LeaderCast being able to help thousands, tens of thousands of people have leaders worth following really, I think, makes the world a better place.
Absolutely. You know, Joe, I'll be honest with you, listening to you so attentively, and you know, you've talked about the saying yes, I'm pretty sure now when you look at it, you know, leading LeaderCast and having such a big responsibility in an organization as such, I'm wondering if, are you happy that you said yes? I mean, that's a very interesting question.
Yeah, I am. But it's been hard sometimes. You know, every human being has a day or two where they're like, I don't know, like this is hard. To me, it's the mission. I never have functioned well. Some people can. But if I just saw it as an opportunity of even something I might be good at, but I didn't really believe deeply in the mission, I don't do well taking on hard things just for a paycheck or just for recognition, or I just can't work that way. So on my hard days, and it's, you know, it's an event at its core, it's an event company, and we're we're still not allowed to have events in most of the states in America, really. And we're coming out of it and a little slower than I want to. And of course, I can't control the pandemic and nobody can. So, I have days where it's frustrating because I want to do this mission and the virus is holding us back. But I've never had a day yet where I wasn't glad I said yes. Just a couple hard days here and there where I needed a break.
Well, that's being super honest. So you are a leader worth following, because talking about leaders worth following, that's so very important to have leaders that you can trust, leaders that are honest. And just before I go on to a very important point here on the show, because as I mentioned before, Love and Inspiration is listened to worldwide, has a listenership of over 2 million listeners globally per month, which I'm thankful for. And there's a lot of young people who also listen to to Love and Inspiration. So in just a little while, I'm going to ask you to give some advice to young persons, but also to, you know, leaders in terms of how they can actually become a leader worth following. But I just want to go back over to something just for persons who want to connect with me, and especially for you who may be tuning in for the first time, to learn more about Love and Inspiration, learn more about me, Roy Cotton Jr. as your host. Feel free to go to Facebook. You can connect with me on there, Roy Cotton Jr., or you can find me on Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, or you can join the Facebook group, Love and Inspiration, Roy Cotton Jr. If you want to drop me an email, you can drop me an email on rc.loveandinspiration@gmail.com. And if you want to learn more about LeaderCast, you can go on to leadercast.com, and you can see exactly what LeaderCast does as such. Now, for persons who really want to know more about you, Joe, we're going to talk a little bit about that in a little while. But going back to something that I really want to emphasize on, and talking about leaders worth following today in this age and time, and especially what's happening in the world and organizations. If you're going to be a leader, now correct me if I'm incorrect on this one, but I'm thinking that in order to lead people, you've got to know the importance of love, leading with love. Talk to us a little bit about that statement that I just made about leading with love.
Sure, I would 100% agree with you. I think there are certainly organizations where that phrase might make people uncomfortable. It might feel a little soft in a hardcore business environment, but I think it's true. I talk a lot about empathy. What's interesting is, you know, a lot of my work is with Fortune 100 companies in the last 10 years. And it's all the same stuff, but sometimes a few different words here and there, and they're more comfortable talking about it. And the power of empathy, of really being able to enter a room and be able to use your imagination with what you know of the people there, to put yourself in their shoes before you start talking, is I think the key to love. It's the key to respect. And I think realizing that at the end of it all, it's going to be about relationships. So I am definitely I'm not an anti-capitalist. I'm not obviously an anti-business person. I'm leading a business. I love all businesses that I run to make money. I'm into that. But it can't just be that. It can't. You will in the end be lonely, and you'll feel like you had the rug pulled out from under you at the end of your life if you really believe it's all about winning or profit. And those things aren't bad, but what's going to happen if you're any of us who are lucky enough to live into our twilight years, when it becomes clear we may not have several more decades left. I'm approaching 50, so I'm getting there, right? I'm not old yet, but in 20 years, I'll be approaching 70. And so that's when you start to think a lot more about the relationships in your life than your trophies and what you've accomplished. I think the wiser a person is when they can start doing that at a younger age. And that tends to happen through failure and pain. Those are the great teachers of life. If you've noticed, the people that have endured some of the biggest pain and failures seem to be the most kind of evolved. They at times can be the most loving because that's what prompts grace and humility, and those things lead themselves to love. So some of the best things that ever happened to me were my failures early on in life, because it led me where I am here today. So that's a long-winded answer to say I agree. You can't really lead if love isn't involved, in my mind, it's hard to become a leader worth following for sure. If you don't really care for the people you lead.
Is it, as I listen to you, Joe, and thank you for being so honest in answering that question. Do you think that today, in the time that we're in, that it's really challenging for some leaders to lead with love in our government apparatus, in big Fortune 500 companies, or even self in, let's say, a small organization around the corner? Is it difficult, you think?
I think so. I mean, I don't know if it's any more difficult than it ever has been. What we're really battling is our natural instincts for self-protection and self-advancement. We're dealing with our own egos, and everyone has to go through a life journey of, you know, when you're little, when you're born and you're little, you don't even know you're separate from your parent. You know, you don't have a concept of self, and that starts to emerge. And then it's natural to say, well, I want to be the best self I can be. And I want to, and that can kind of lead to overemphasis, right, on our ego. And it's through life's journey that we begin to realize we are worthy and we are important as individuals, but maybe life's about all of us and not just me. And to me, these are the greatest lessons I've learned from my Christian faith. I'm particularly indebted to Richard Rohr, who is a French Catholic teacher. Even though my tradition is not Catholic, but his books have really impacted me. And he talks a lot about how we have a container that we live in, all of us, when we grow up. And that at some point we venture outside of that container. And then we're able to look back and realize sort of how small our lives were until we were opened up to a larger reality. And some people never actually get out of that container. So I think and I'm way into story theory as well, which I may be boring listeners now. I hope not. But a guy named Joseph Campbell, who I love, talks about how there's a story within each of us. And it's very similar. We want to go on an adventure and a journey, and a dragon, something comes in front of us to stop us. And we have to find a mentor who will give us a sword to destroy that dragon and get what we need. And you know, that's a mythic retelling of it, but it's in all of us. We all have some version of that story in us of trying to kill this dragon to get to our treasure. And what Campbell taught us is by the time you get to the treasure that you thought you wanted, you don't really often even want it anymore, but the real treasure is what you've become, is who you've become on your journey and in your story. And the treasure sort of was in you all along, right? But you had to discover it.
Wow, that's powerful. Definitely, you've not bored the listeners, Jim.
Yeah, I get a little too technical sometimes.
I'm fully into what you're sharing. And I do want to actually say it's amazing having you on Love and Inspiration and reaching and changing the hearts of many out there who are tuned in right now to the show. And I just want to go back over to LeaderCast, and then we're going to come back to you because you're a very interesting individual with so much to share. Let's go back to LeaderCast, because LeaderCast is going to be having one of its main events this year. Normally, the event is held in, as far as I know, live from out of Atlanta, Georgia, the second Friday in May. But this year, it's going to be in August. Talk to us a little bit about what the theme is this year for LeaderCast, because last year, we know, 2020, it was all about positive disruption. And oh boy, did we have a disruption worldwide. Yeah. And this year now, we would like to know what is the theme of LeaderCast and in which month it's going to be taking place, and what can persons expect from LeaderCast?
Sure. Yeah, I'd be happy to talk about that. The LeaderCast event will be August 11th. We are planning to return to Atlanta at some point, but for the first time ever, we'll be doing it outside of Atlanta, in my hometown of Cincinnati, Ohio, because it's a great city and people deserve to see it. And we're very excited to bring it here in August. It was scheduled for May, and we continually pushed it back because of COVID. And we're going to be able to do something live in August that'll be simulcast to hundreds of sites around the world. I will note that, when LeaderCast first started 19, 20 years ago, all of our sites around the world were simulcast at the same time. And now about half of them are. And some of them actually show the event at another day. So Just if you're out there looking for a LeaderCast event, you may notice that it's August 11th, the same time as our event here. They may be doing that August video stream in another city in September or October, November. The theme this year is shift. And so it's very much along the lines of what we were talking about earlier. In thinking through, we are coming out of the pandemic. We won't fully be out of it. And the one thing we know about every single person is that they're not where they thought they'd be. And so some in better places, some in worse places, most of us in very unexpected places. And whereas last year, I think we were doing a lot of triage at LeaderCast and around the world in the moment, just trying to figure out how do we get through this, you know, those first 3 weeks of shutdown, and how do we do this? How do we lead like this? And now we are easing into a routine or a new normal or whatever you might want to call it, but it's different than what we thought. And we're still not quite sure what it's going to be. And so every single leader has had to make a change. It's had to shift. And I think there's probably some fatigue even in shifting and making changes. And we just didn't want to exit this sort of era of communal human history where we're all in this moment and make sure people take advantage of it. This, you know, there have been so many negative things that have come from this pandemic, obviously, most importantly, just lives who were lost. And but the reality is when something this big and universal and life-changing happens, it's an opportunity all over the place. And that's what this shift event is like. It reminds me of when I wasn't the most popular kid in high school. And then when I went to college, I just remember thinking, I can be whoever I want. You know, these people don't know me. I'll just be the person I want to be now. I lived very different lives in high school and college because I just went into a new environment with a different attitude, as a different person. And we all sort of have that opportunity now. Right. The things that we didn't love or like about our life a couple of years ago, most of us have the opportunity to do something about that now. So we'll be hearing from over 10 speakers who will be talking about the shift in their life. Guy Raz from How I Built This podcast and his book by that name has interviewed hundreds of entrepreneurs. I'm excited for his talk. He's going to be talking about what he's learned hearing hundreds of people talk about the shifts that they've been on. Rainn Wilson, who's on the TV show The Office, which is very popular, at least here in the States. And if you're listening in the UK, I know you had it first, but we like our version. So he started a thing called Soul Pancake to help people lead better sort of spiritually and with empathy and the stuff we talked about earlier. He's going to talk about shifting his career from being a pretty famous actor to then focusing on this kind of stuff. And there's plenty of other speakers, and they'll each be sort of tackling that theme of what do we do and how do we make that change?
Wow. That's powerful. Sounds great. As I'm listening to you, Joe, I'm thinking about, can we just speed it up and get to August 11th right away?
No, that stresses me out. We're not quite ready. We will be ready, but we can't do it fast. Not today. But I hear you. I mean, I'm excited just to be in, even if we can only have 500 people in a room that sits 10,000. We don't know yet how many people we're going to be allowed to have in Cincinnati. But just to be in a room again and have the energy and have this content and these speakers, I'm very excited about it.
Wow. I can imagine, because I know on St. Martin, where Victorious Living Foundation has been the host site over the last 8 years, last year, 2020, was the first time actually that Victorious Living would, of course, being an organization that really cares about the community, you know, took that step very proactive to not have LeaderCast be in a physical space by, you know, broadcasting simultaneously, but did it virtually. And there were quite a bit of persons who took advantage of that. So I know I've heard through the grapevine that this year persons are really looking forward to Victorious Living on St. Martin being one of the host sites again to actually have something in the physical space, you know, to really experience that. And the shift, what a powerful theme, talking about it. So many shifts have taken place in the lives of many. And I'm sure a lot of persons can concur with that right now. Now, Joe, it's so amazing speaking with you. And we're coming up to the end of this amazing interview. But I just want to go into one more point from LeaderCast, because it's so very important for persons to understand about LeaderCast and the power that it has in terms of creating leaders worth following. And I should add also to leading with love, as we talked about earlier. There is a product that I believe that is important for persons to really plug into, and I believe that's called LeaderCast Now. Can you just share with us a little bit about LeaderCast Now? Because as I've mentioned, there are leaders who listen to Love and Inspiration, plus there's a lot of young people and professionals who are tuned in.
Sure, yeah, I'd be happy to. So, LeaderCast, we do two events a year, typically without COVID, in May, as you said, and then in October. And so that's 2 days out of 365 days that you can experience LeaderCast. And what we began to realize is a lot of people, those days are super important. They create sort of a catalytic burst to help you want to become the leader you're supposed to be. And then many of us realize, you know, a week or two or a month later that we actually need a little help figuring out how to do some of this stuff and how to keep it going. And we encourage people to you know, read books and join CEO roundtables and find a coach and do all this kind of stuff that may not necessarily be connected to LeaderCast, but we also think LeaderCast has a role in your day-to-day life. And so we created LeaderCast Now, which is a video library of nearly 1,000 videos from different leaders around specific topics. Usually they're about 3 to 5 minutes long. There's some very famous people on there that you would know. My favorite part is there's a lot of everyday leaders. And so these are folks, they haven't written a book. You don't know their name, and they might live 3,000 miles away from you, but they're running a business of 100 people and they've learned some stuff. And so it's a place where you can learn from your peers, from folks that are just like you and also experts. And it's bite-sized. So you can watch a video a day, take a little note, apply as you go. A lot of people use it to keep a meeting. So if you have a staff meeting or around a particular leadership topic. So that's LeaderCast Now. It's a subscription service that you can find on our website at leadercast.com.
Fantastic. Yes, definitely. Thank you for sharing that. That's leadercast.com. And I'm speaking here with the CEO of LeaderCast, Joe Boyd. And you've heard him. He shared so much with you today on the show, all about leading, being a leader worth following, leading with love, as we spoke about earlier, being able to say yes, and improvising. And, you know, persons may not know this about you, Joe, because you spoke about it earlier in the show about your faith. And as I read up on your information, I read that you were once a pastor. So tell us a little bit about that time when you were a pastor.
Sure.
You had to lead a church. You had to lead, you know, congregation.
Yeah, I did. And I was a church planter. So I started a church, which is an entrepreneurial kind of leadership for sure. I grew up in the church and honestly never thought of being anything else besides a pastor. I just knew that's what I was supposed to be. Went to seminary out of high school and got a degree and moved to Las Vegas to plant a church there. Seemed like a place that might need a church. So I went there. I did learn a ton of leadership lessons in my 20s doing that work. And one of the things I learned was that I was very good at it and it was important work, but there was something about it that just wasn't fitting with me as a career, led to some depression and just not feeling like I was doing what I was supposed to do. And, you know, that's a big, when you thought you're going to do something your whole life and then you start doing it and you're pretty good at it and then realize, I don't think this is what I'm supposed to do. That's a big thing some people got to deal with in lots of different, you know, career paths. So for me, I started taking improv comedy classes almost as therapy, just for fun. I'd always wanted to try it. And within 2 years, I was working at a casino. wasn't a pastor anymore. I was doing comedy shows at the Rio Casino. And of course, my faith had always been a part of that journey as I've gone. And in many ways, you know, I think my faith has been stronger and I don't know, kind of easier to navigate when I'm not in the clergy, because it's a hard thing. It was a hard thing for me to think about God, to get paid to think about God all the time, you know, like, and it began to weigh on me in an interesting way. So yeah, that was, it was a very foundational part of my story. One of the things that did emerge from that is I kind of combined my acting talents with that and ended up performing 5 different one-man shows and different books of the Bible. And those are available on Amazon. One of the things I kind of enjoyed coming out of it is ways that I could still find ways to do some of the things in my faith that I was good at and gifted at without necessarily having to do that full time.
Wow. Wow. And Joe, I appreciate you sharing that, you know, as and just listening to your journey is so interesting, where it all started. And I believe that's what's led to you to starting your that company of yours where you did films, because you said that, you know, they were faith-based films. So if persons want to just learn a little bit more about you, is there a website that they can go to and even self-look at some of your films?
They're out there. You can, if you want to follow me on Twitter, that's where I would put most of my updates. So it's just my name, Joe Boyd. And then, of course, leadercast.com for the Leadercast stuff. My other company is called Rebel Pilgrim, and that's the company where those movies were produced through. So you can go to rebelpilgrim.com and see a little bit about that. If you're interested specifically in the movies, you could look them up on IMDb as well.
Powerful. Thank you for sharing that. So as we close off, what would be your powerful, inspiring words that you would like to leave with the categories of listeners who tune into Love and Inspiration faithfully around the world, and even on St. Martin in particular? What would be your closing words to young people, professionals, and those with life experience? I like to call it that way.
Three categories. Young people, my advice is always to take meaningful career risks. That's what youth is for. So experiment. Your first job's not going to, you're not going to be stuck there forever. It's not going to define you. If you have an opportunity that seems a little scary or you're not sure you're up for it, I say go for it, because one of two things is going to happen. You're either going to be great at it and it's going to be an awesome path for you, or you're going to fail miserably and it's going to teach you something about yourself and about failure and about risk taking. So for young folks, I'm always a fan of, when it comes to your vocation, just go for it. Just take a risk, because there's no lose. You either are going to learn a ton or you're going to find what you're meant to do. And for the seasoned professional?
for the professional.
I think my advice for those folks would be some of what we echoed earlier, that that all of life is about relationship. So you haven't won if you've hit all your goals and have been a jerk. You just haven't won. You've lost. You feel like you won, but you have. And so it doesn't mean you need to be a pushover or anything like that. But when you walk into a room with people, no matter what's on the agenda, the people are the most important thing in the room. Mm. And then for the seasoned folks, which I'm getting there, I would harken back to that hero's journey that I talked about, where we're all on a journey to find our treasure, only to find, you know, deeply what we need ourselves. There comes a time when your journey morphs from being the hero to being the mentor. And your job then is to give the sword that slays the dragon to the young ones coming up. So I believe that can be the most rewarding part of your life. And a lot of times I think we want to hold on to our story being the central story, when we could love our lives so much more if we gave that up and helped others along their journey. There's more joy in that than I think we realize.
Powerful. Thank you for sharing, Joe. It's been a pleasure having you on Love and Inspiration. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, I've been speaking to the CEO of Leadercast, the world's largest leadership event that takes place normally in May. This year is going to be taking place on August 11th, 2021, out of the beautiful city of Cincinnati, where Joe Boyd was born. And he's super proud of it. And he says it's a city you have to see.
It's the Queen City.
There you go. And I just want to say to you, Joe, thank you so much for sharing. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a pleasure having him on the show. It's been a pleasure having you as my guest. I look forward to having you back on the show to share with us more, whatever needs to be shared in terms of helping our people around the world become leaders worth following and to lead with love. Thank you for being on Love and Inspiration, Joe. It's been a pleasure having you.
Thank you very much, Roy, and thank you for your continued support of Leadercast and all the good work you're doing from St. Martin to the world.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, Love and Inspiration with your host, Roy Cotton Jr. Thank you for tuning in today. And it's been really a pleasure, once again, as I've mentioned, speaking to Joe Boyd, who is the CEO of Leadercast. And he's really shared with you part of his life story, leadership story, and also who LeaderCast is and what does LeaderCast do around the world. And once again, if you want to connect with me, you can connect with me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can hit me up on there, Roy Cotton Jr. And you can also join the Facebook group, Love and Inspiration with Roy Cotton Jr. And if you want to get me on email, that's rc.loveandinspiration@gmail.com. Thank you for listening to Love and Inspiration. Until next time, when you're going to be empowered wherever you are around the world and build stronger relationships and inspire lives. Thank you for tuning in to Love and Inspiration.
Do you have a desire to make a greater difference in the world?
Do you need to retreat to hear yourself think?
Why not get away to the Paradise Isle of St. Martin with amazing beaches, crystal clear water, and breathtaking views?
Retreat to soar with six of the world's best transformational experts, Dr. Will Moreland, Cheryl Grant, Roy Cotton Jr., Muriel Jean-Michel, Lanre Olusola, and yours truly, Dr. Ernemae Francis Cotton, in a therapeutic, healing, and transformational environment.
Transform your life while networking with conscious, heart-centered, and like-minded people wanting to make a greater difference in the world.
Register now at www.victoriouslivingretreats.com for the early bird special, while space lasts. That's www.victoriouslivingretreats.com.
Are you ready to slow down, nourish your body, recharge your soul, and make a more significant difference in the world? Then join us in St. Martin, an exquisite island in the Caribbean with breathtaking views, and transform your life. Become the best version of yourself when you take the time to go deep inside, to move beyond the limiting beliefs and thinking that are preventing you from having the life you desire. Magic happens. Join six of the world's best transformational specialists as we help you design your best life. Dr. Will Moreland, Cheryl Grant, Lanre Olusola, Roy Cotton Jr., Muriel Jean-Michel, and yours truly, Dr. Nicole Francis Cotton, from December 2nd to 5th, 2021. Register while space lasts. Only 39 spots available. Register at www.victoriouslivingretreats.com.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.